It is late April 2026. And if you own a console, you are probably in a state of just pure, unadulterated hype right now for GTA Us.
Oh, absolutely. The energy is wild right now.
It really is. The countdown is on. You are ready to go. But if you play on a PC, well, leaked documents reveal that you have been placed in what the industry is internally calling an intentional quarantine.
Which is just a fascinating, kind of brutal phrase, honestly.
Intentional quarantine. And today we're finding out exactly why. We're unpacking a massive leak of industry collusion documents from a source known as Inspector Tetchen, alongside some highly revealing supply chain leaks out of Tokyo.
Yeah, there's a lot to get through today.
There really is. Our mission is basically to separate the polite official PR statements from the, ruthless financial and technical strategies that are actually driving this massive PC delay.
And before we get too deep into the weeds here, I do want to set some ground rules for our deep dive
Oh,
today.
yeah, good call.
Because we are exploring these leaked documents and strategic analyses completely impartially. Like, we are not taking sides in the whole PC versus console war.
No, definitely not.
And we aren't endorsing these leaked claims as, undeniable absolute truth. What we're doing is just examining the really fascinating business and technical arguments that are presented in these sources.
Exactly. So whether you are a hardcore gamer who meticulously builds custom rigs, or maybe just a casual observer of tech trends, or even just someone fascinated by billion-dollar corporate strategies, buckle up.
Yeah, it's a wild ride.
Because this deep dive, it will completely change how you view the tech you die. So, okay, let's unpack this. Whenever Rockstar delays a PC port,
Which is almost always, by the way.
right, historically that delay averages out to about 14 months, and the official public line is always optimization.
Always.
They claim they need extra time to make this massive game run smoothly on like thousands of different PC hardware combinations. But according to the Inspector Tetchen documents in 2026, that argument is mostly just a smokescreen.
Yeah, it's a narrative that worked very well a decade ago. I mean, back in the PlayStation 3 era, consoles used a completely alien architecture compared to a standard desktop PC.
The cell processor, right.
Exactly. Porting a game back then was literally like translating a massive, complex novel into a language your engineers barely even spoke.
Wow.
But today, I mean, the technological landscape has shifted completely. Modern consoles, like the PS5 and the Xbox Series systems, they essentially share the exact same underlying x86 architecture as a standard gaming PC.
So they basically speak the same base language now.
Right. They speak the exact same language. So the idea that it takes over a year of agonizing, time-consuming optimization just to, translate the code, it's highly questionable.
Yeah, it simply doesn't hold water the way it used to. And the leak points to something far more deliberate. The documents reveal that the Rage 9 engine.
Which is their proprietary engine powering GTA 6.
Right, exactly. The Rage 9 engine has these massive, deeply integrated DRM and security layers built directly into it. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, DRM stands for Digital Rights Management. It's essentially anti-piracy software.
Right.
The source claims these specific layers are synced directly to the physical hardware of Sony and Microsoft's consoles. The internal argument is that releasing the game on PC during those crucial early months of maximum hype, well, it would double the risk of piracy.
Yeah, which, I mean, that makes sense from a purely risk aversion standpoint.
Yeah.
When you are launching an entertainment product that's projected to generate literally billions of dollars in its opening window, you want a closed ecosystem.
Yeah, you want to lock it down.
Exactly. A PC is an open platform, making it inherently easier for someone to dump the code and distribute it illegally. By keeping it locked to a console's secure hardware, they protect that initial massive wave of revenue. But the security argument is really just the outer layer of the onion here, because the documents reveal a much more compelling detail, and it involves NVIDIA.
Yes. This is the part that had me rereading the notes, honestly. So according to the leak, NVIDIA actually approached Rockstar and tried to send their own highly skilled engineering teams directly to the studio.
Unprecedented move, really.
Totally. They offered to help build and optimize the PC port, presumably for free, just to ensure the game ran flawlessly on their GeForce graphics cards. And Rockstar completely refused.
Just shut the door.
Shut the door. And the reason they gave NVIDIA, story confidentiality, they claimed they didn't want the plot to leak.
Which is.
Again, that just doesn't add up. NVIDIA is a multi-billion-dollar partner. They would sign literally any ironclad non-disclosure agreement Rockstar put in front of them. Why turn down free world-class engineering help from the very people who build the hardware?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the rejection has absolutely nothing to do with story spoilers.
It never does, right?
Right. If we look at the Tokyo supply chain leaks, the picture immediately comes into focus. Rockstar didn't lock NVIDIA out to protect the narrative of the game. They locked NVIDIA's engineers out to prevent them from seeing the highly exclusive optimization code that Sony paid massive amounts of money for.
It's like a tailor refusing help to make a mass market version of a suit, claiming the design is top secret, when really they just don't want anyone to see the proprietary stitching.
That's a great analogy.
So turning away free help from NVIDIA actually makes complete financial sense when you look at these Tokyo leaks. Sony isn't just paying for marketing rights or a logo on a box. They are paying for a black box. They essentially bought the rights to keep under the hood.
Precisely. Sony has a massive vested interest in making sure the console version looks like a technical miracle, like something that cannot be easily reverse engineered or replicated by PC hardware giants in the short term.
Right, because if PC can just brute force it on day one.
Exactly. If an NVIDIA engineer got a look at that exclusive code, they could easily optimize their own PC drivers to match or even exceed it. And that ruins the illusion Sony's paying so much to maintain.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. This perfectly explains the secret contract outlined in the Inspector Tetchin leaks, the one codenamed Project Amethyst. And I mean, the numbers attached to this are just staggering.
Oh, they are unprecedented. The estimated profit for Sony from just a six-month timed exclusivity window in early 2027 is projected at $450 million.
$500 million.
Yeah, nearly $500 million generated simply by keeping the game off the PC platform for a few extra months.
And the contract goes far beyond just release dates. Project Amethyst allegedly strictly forbids Rockstar from releasing a visually superior, like, ultra-graphics version on PC before the PlayStation 6 even launches.
Which completely kneecaps the high-end PC market.
Yeah. If we look at the timeline the source provides, it is incredibly aggressive. So we have November 2026. The game releases on PS5 and Xbox Series consoles, accompanied by total, absolute silence on the PC front.
Crickets.
Then, in June 2027, Sony announces a PS5 Pro bundled with GTA VI, and only then do we get the very first PC trailer and the actual PC release, February 2028.
2 years later.
But even then, it launches alongside a PS6 Enhanced Edition, and the PC version released on Steam will be internally locked or capped.
Yes. The terminology used in the strategic documents actually indicates an artificial ceiling.
Wait, let me stop you there, because I am struggling to see how this works in practice. Are you telling me Sony is essentially forcing Rockstar to put a speed limiter on a sports car? Like, how do you legally mandate a developer to make their own PC game look objectively worse than it could?
Well, you don't write a contract telling them to make it look worse.
Okay.
You write a contract dictating exactly which technologies they are allowed to prioritize. So, Sony knows full well that even the PS5 Pro is going to struggle to run a game as dense as GTA VI at a true native 4K resolution at 60 frames per second.
The raw hardware demand is just too high.
Exactly. It's too heavy. So to mask this limitation, Sony relies heavily on its proprietary AI upscaling technology known as PSSR 2.0.
Okay, so instead of rendering the game natively at 4K, they use AI to basically fake the higher resolution to save processing power.
Right. Upscaling is sort of like having a forensic sketch artist.
Okay, how so?
The console's hardware only has to draw a basic, low-resolution stick figure.
Right.
And then the AI instantly steps in and paints over it to create a high-definition masterpiece. It saves the hardware massive amounts of heavy lifting.
Wow, okay.
But training that AI takes thousands and thousands of hours of development time. And according to the leak, Sony has convinced Rockstar to focus virtually all of their optimization resources entirely on training PSSR 2.0 while actively ignoring NVIDIA's competing technology, DLS.
Ooh.
Okay, so by forcing Rockstar's engineers to spend all their man hours training Sony's specific AI upscaler, the PC architecture is literally starved of development time.
Exactly.
It's not that they are writing make it look worse code for the PC. They're just legally bound to prioritize the PlayStation tech, meaning the PC version just doesn't get the attention it needs until much, much later.
Right. It enforces the delay mechanically. And by doing this, Sony buys vital time. Because if the PC version launched simultaneously, utilizing all its raw processing power alongside NVIDIA's DLSS upscaling, it would instantly expose the PS5 Pro's hardware limitations.
The side-by-side comparison on YouTube would just be brutal for Sony's marketing.
Oh, it would be a disaster. So by the time the PC version finally does release in 2028, AI upscaling tech like DLSS and FSR will have advanced even further. And this gives Rockstar the perfect cover story.
Let me guess. they can justify the massive delay by claiming to the public that they needed all that extra time to integrate the absolute newest PC technologies.
You got it. That is brilliantly ruthless. Like, we didn't delay it for Sony. We just wanted to make sure it utilized the latest NVIDIA cards to their full potential. It is an airtight PR move.
It really is.
But if Sony and Rockstar are enforcing this PC delay for purely financial and strategic reasons, they still need a believable, highly technical alibi to feed the hardcore PC audience right now. And the source material outlines exactly what that alibi is: VRAM bottlenecks.
Yes. And this requires diving into the hardware weeds just a bit, but understanding this excuse is completely crucial to understanding the entire strategy.
Let's do it.
So the unofficial claim circulating from Rockstar developers is that the current PC hardware landscape is just too fragmented. And they specifically point to the VRAM.
The video RAM.
Right, the video RAM limits on modern mid-range graphics cards.
Right. And the documents point to the virtual city of Miami in the game called Leonida. The leaks detail that the sheer density of the city, I mean, the complex AI crowd simulations where literally every pedestrian has a routine, the advanced volumetric water physics.
It's incredibly demanding.
Yeah. All of it allegedly requires an absolute minimum of 16 gigabytes of dedicated VRAM just to function without crashing.
Right.
And the argument they're building is basically, look, a modern mid-range PC in 2026, like an RTX 4060 or even a 5060, it only has 8 to 12 gigabytes of VRAM. So they claim that if you try to run it at 4K, you get severe texture tension and bottlenecking.
Meanwhile, they contrast this with the PS5 Pro, which features 16 gigabytes of unified memory. And crucially, that unified memory is highly optimized for the specific texture compression techniques used by Rockstar's Rage 9 engine.
Okay, I have to push back on this narrative.
Go for it.
Because PC gamers spend thousands of dollars building incredibly powerful machines. Are you seriously telling me a dedicated modern graphics card like an RTX 4060 is actually getting beaten by a console when it comes to rendering a virtual crowd in Leonida?
Well, it is not a question of raw horsepower. It is entirely about architecture and the efficiency of moving data.
Okay, explain that.
On a standard PC, you have system RAM on your motherboard, and you have dedicated video RAM on your graphics card. They're physically separate pools of memory, and data constantly has to travel back and forth between them.
Okay.
But on a console like the PS5 Pro, it utilizes unified memory. The CPU and the graphics processor share the exact same pool of ultra-fast memory.
So, to put it in physical terms, the console is kind of like a perfectly laid out professional kitchen where the fridge, the stove, and the prep station are all right within arm's reach of the chef.
Yes.
But the PC, despite having top of the line appliances, forces the chef to constantly sprint down the hall to a separate pantry just to grab ingredients.
That is an excellent way to visualize the bottleneck. It makes it infinitely easier and faster for console developers to manage massive, continuous streams of data.
Like loading a densely populated city block where the game has to calculate AI routines for every single pedestrian simultaneously.
Exactly. And the documents also specifically highlight a Windows issue. They cite that PC currently lacks a stable version of DirectStorage 2.0.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm looking at this and trying to figure out why a Windows software API gives the PlayStation an advantage. What does DirectStorage actually do here?
So DirectStorage is all about bypassing the middleman. When a game needs to load a massive texture, like the side of a skyscraper in Leonida, that data sits on your hard drive.
Right.
Normally, the data goes from the drive to the CPU to be decompressed, and then finally to the graphics card. It's a massive traffic jam. DirectStorage 2.0 allows the graphics card to pull that compressed data directly from the hard drive, completely bypassing the CPU.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And because PCs currently lack a stable, widespread implementation of this, the PC gets bottlenecked loading that massive virtual city. Sony, however, built a custom, highly efficient input-output architecture into the PS5 specifically to handle this exact process.
Okay, so the technical hurdles are real, the kitchen analogy works, but here is the critical analysis from Inspector Tetchin that shifts the perspective entirely. Rockstar is a multi-billion dollar studio with essentially unlimited resources. They absolutely have the engineering talent to solve that PC memory management problem. They could optimize the game's code to run perfectly fine on 8 or 12 gigabytes of VRAM. But the source asks, why spend the massive amount of money and thousands of engineering hours to do that today when you can just wait?
Precisely. They are letting the hardware market solve their software problem.
It's brilliant in a dark way.
It really is. Rockstar is intentionally stalling. They're waiting for 16 gigabyte graphics cards to naturally become the standard baseline entry point for PC gaming over the next 2 years.
Right.
By waiting until the average consumer's hardware simply brute forces past the bottleneck, Rockstar saves millions upon millions of dollars on the heavy costs of porting and optimizing for lower-spec machines.
Wow.
Yeah, they use the VRAM limitation as a perfectly valid, highly technical alibi, all while quietly fulfilling their lucrative exclusivity contract with Sony.
So what does this all mean for you, you know, the person listening to this right now? Because all of this secret contracting, this technical maneuvering, the VRAM alibis, it all points toward one ultimate psychological goal. And they are targeting you.
They really are.
The goal is a behavioral migration, forcing you to abandon your PC and buy a console.
And it's a migration planned on a massive timeline.
Cool.
The leaks from the Taiwan suppliers confirm that this strategy isn't just about winning the holiday sales season of 2026. This is about dominating the entire decade of the 2030s.
Right.
Those supply chain leaks show that the upcoming PlayStation 6 chips are literally being designed specifically to handle the physics and crowd modeling of the Rage 9 engine. They are building their next generation hardware around this single piece of software.
That is wild. I mean, usually developers make games to fit the silicon. Here, the game is so massive, it's actually dictating the design of the silicon itself.
Exactly.
And the Inspector Tetchin source predicts a metric they call the surrender rate, projecting it at an astonishing 65%.
Which is a huge number.
Right. It's massive, meaning they have mathematically modeled out that 65% of hardcore PC gamers will eventually cave and buy a console by late 2026 simply because they cannot handle missing out on playing GTA Vizai.
And when you break down the economics of that surrender, you see exactly how the trap springs shut. Just look at the dichotomy of the options they're presenting to the consumer.
Okay, yeah, let's look at the financial breakdown. So option A is the PS5 Pro bundle. It offers immediate access in November 2026. It costs roughly $699, and it gives you 4K resolution at 60 frames per second, heavily relying on that PSSR AI upscaling we talked about.
Right, the immediate fix.
Exactly. Now, option B is the PC route. To match or exceed that performance, say getting true native 4K at 120 frames per second without the artificial upscaling limits, you are looking at spending around $1,600.
At least.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
You'd need an RTX 5070 or a top-tier new Radeon card. But the real kicker is the timeline. You spend double the money, but you have to wait until 2027 or 2028 to even boot the game up.
Right. It's essentially wait and pay more for raw quality, or pay less right now for immediate access. And you know, to be fair, there are massive pros to holding out for the PC version.
Definitely.
You eventually get access to endless modding communities, the absolute highest unlocked frame rates, uncompressed textures, flexible controller options. And crucially, there are no monthly subscription fees just to play online with your friends.
But the cons of waiting, I mean, this is what the source explicitly calls the Sony trap. If you wait 14 to 18 months for the PC port, you face a massive risk of story spoilers ruining the single player experience.
Almost an inevitable risk, honestly.
Truly. And furthermore, you fall completely behind in the online multiplayer trends, which for a game like this is where the actual culture happens.
Right.
If you do cave and buy the console, you are now locked into Sony's expensive ecosystem. You're paying for monthly online access, you're buying high depreciation controllers, and you're buying your third-party games on their storefront. I mean, are we just paying an impatience tax? It feels like Sony is weaponizing FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, to trap you into a $699 console plus a $70 game plus a recurring online subscription.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's exactly that. It is the weaponization of FOMO on an industrial scale. Inspector Tetchin's final warning in these documents is really profound. He says hardware alone doesn't sell systems anymore. What actually sells systems in 2026 is what he calls a time monopoly.
A time monopoly. I love that phrase. But what does it actually look like in practice?
It means Sony isn't just selling you a piece of plastic with a microchip inside it. They were literally selling you early access to a global cultural event. They know the entire internet will be dominated by this single game for months.
Oh, yeah. Every meme, every conversation at work, every social media feed will be centered around Leonida.
Exactly. And if you aren't playing it, you are culturally isolated. That is the intentional quarantine the documents mentioned at the start. But the power, the real leverage in this dynamic, actually lies with the consumer who can resist that immense psychological pressure.
The one who waits.
Right. The one who can patiently wait for the definitive, uncompromised PC version in 2027 or 2028 is the one who holds onto their agency.
Wow. So we have taken a massive journey today. We started with the realization that the Rage 9 engine has hidden DRM, practically handcuffing it to console hardware to prevent opening month piracy, and that NVIDIA was locked out of the building just to protect Sony's investment.
Yep.
We uncovered Project Amethyst, a $450 million exclusivity deal designed to starve PC development of resources and put a speed limiter on the release until the PS6 arrives. We broke down the 16 gigabyte VRAM technical excuse, showing how lacking DirectStorage 2.0 makes the PC choke on massive data, but also how Rockstar is using this as a smokescreen to let the hardware market catch up and save them millions in optimization.
It's all connected.
It really is. And finally, we looked at the sheer psychological warfare aimed at getting 65% of PC gamers to surrender their wallets out of pure FOMO.
It is a masterclass in modern corporate strategy, perfectly combining engineering constraints, economics, and human psychology. And this raises an important question, something I really want to leave you to think about.
Okay.
If billion-dollar companies are no longer just selling us hardware or software, but are actually monopolizing and selling us time, what happens when this strategy expands beyond gaming?
Oh, wow.
Imagine a near future where you don't buy the best tech to get the best experience. You just pay a premium ransom to experience digital culture at the exact same time as everyone else. Think about that the next time you're tempted to pre-order a bundle.
That is a chilling thought. A premium ransom for cultural relevance. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the narrative behind the media you consume. Keep looking under the hood. And try not to let the intentional quarantine drive you entirely crazy.